Hi folks, Reverend Steve here. Welcome to the long version, or the longer version, of the talk for this Sunday. The reading is John 10, 1-10. I'll read that to you now. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. We really are in an incredibly good patch of readings, aren't we, at the moment? Some of the really classics and things that have such great meaning for us. Maybe the main problem with this reading is the image itself for us modern people. I mean, I wonder how you feel about being a sheep. It's often used, isn't it, as an insult, that sheep will just do anything that anyone tells them. And we like to think of ourselves much more independent, don't we? But actually, you know, the older that I get, I'm just really happy to be a sheep, you know. Not literally, of course, but I'm happy because I need to be led. And I know that I need to be led. I know I can't do life entirely on my own. And I need help. I need a strong and good leader who's going to be there for me and look after me. And of course, that strong, good leader is Jesus. I mean, for the time, the shepherds, as an image, was a really strong one. That's why Jesus used it. They were the village hero. I mean, if you lost your sheep, or they were stolen, or they died, or they got out, or whatever, you were really in trouble, your family. You know, you were really going to be starving and finding it difficult to keep going. The Jewish people were under occupation. They were heavily taxed. And so the family produce, the family animals that they kept, were essential to the upkeep of the whole family. And the shepherds were incredible. I mean, you see modern shepherds and they're good, but these early shepherds, they would carry the sheep if they were sheep or injured. They would protect them, even laying down their own lives if there were robbers or wild animals. And rather touchingly, the sheep absolutely know the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd knows every sheep individually. They all look the same, don't they? But not to the shepherd. He knows them. They listen to his voice. And I wonder if we take that. It means that the deep stirrings of our heart, the things that tell us that this is good, or this is joyous, or this is right, that is Jesus speaking to us as though, in the way that he spoke to his sheep. Jesus tells us that the sheep would never follow a stranger. They'd run off. And of course, the listeners are, as ever, perplexed by what seems to us a pretty straightforward image. But then again, of course, we know the end of the story. He talks about being the gate, the gateway to God, does Jesus. And that, I think, is true. If you want to know what God is like, then look at Jesus. Ask whether he is the person that you could trust. What's his nature like? Is he trustworthy? Can you hope in him? Even if you've got questions, is he going to let you go? Well, of course not. He loves the sheep. He knows all of them, the old ones, the rebellious ones, the ones who run off. You know, he just knows them all, and all of them know his voice. And in the end, there's a deep sense of connection with our souls, with all that makes us a person. What's on offer, we're told, is living life to the full. And it seems to me that whenever people say, oh, well, Christianity is just about getting through to the end, dying and going to heaven, that they just haven't read the Bible. We're talking about being alive right now, each day, as an opportunity for us to live life to the full. Even if we're ill, even if we're feeling rubbish, if we can do one thing to love our neighbours as ourselves, one thing to bring happiness to someone who's sad, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing. And Jesus the shepherd, he knows. He's watching. He's rejoicing too.